Hello.
Jim, what do you think about the offense's execution performance tonight?
We just wanted to win. That was our thing. Hope that we played really well, but you know, whatever it took to get a win.
Washington seemed like they were bunching up the line and almost trying to force a throw. Did it seem that way to you?
They played very good run defense. Cap and Vernon hooking up when they were low. That was you know, one time we made them pay for that. But they play good run defense.
Jim, was the defensive plan just to get after Robert and hit him as often as possible?
Well, there's a lot of really good play there. Alden, Justin, Ahmad. I feel like all three of those guys had two sacks each. I don't know if the stat sheet says that yet, but it probably should or will. But and then the linebackers all played extremely well. Bowman, Willis, I mentioned Ahmad and Alden and Scuda. And then the up front guys, Tony Girard, Eddie just keeps coming. And it's great to see guys starting to really pay dividends. Tony Girard, Eddie, Dobbs, they've built up a callus now and are really contributing in there. LaMichael James in the return game, great to see some big plays there. And then thought Colin threw the ball extremely well, and there was execution and precision there.
Looked like he was throwing the ball downfield much more. Was that any kind of focus on to get the ball downfield a little bit more?
Yeah, get the ball. Had some shots called, and also he got to some checkdowns a few times. Didn't hit any big ones. Checking the ball down to the backs, but we're trying to get the ball to the backs a little bit more in the passing game as well. Nice to see Vance come up with the big play.
Jim, I guess on the second touchdown to Bolden, was McDonald Collins' first read? And, if so, did he do a nice job of just kind of going through his progressions until he found Anquan and back in the end zone?
Mario, Anquan, both were running shake routes, and Vance was working the middle of the field. And he had the matchup he wanted with Anquan because they rolled the coverage back to Mario's side. Made a great job of reading the coverage and throwing to the one-on-one throw.
Jim, how important after two difficult games was this win for your team and for Colin?
Well, it was for the team. It was one of those you had to have. So. Came a long way to get it, and our guys, expend a lot of energy and toughness to get it, and now we go to the next one. It's going to be like this every week.
The fact that you offensively, you guys didn't get a whole lot going the last 2 weeks. How good was it just for confidence to have a game like this?
By any means necessary. It's great to. Say, okay, we played well in a certain area, but, going into this one, it was just by any means necessary. And our guys, they rose up to the challenge and got it done, needed it and got it.
Colin was criticized these last 2 weeks more so than he had been since taking over as quarterback. Did you notice anything different about him? Was he especially, focused, amped up for this game? He had that spike, he got a penalty for it. Was that an indication of his emotion going into this game?
Well, I don't know about he was especially criticized this week. I really didn't know exactly what you're referring to there. But I did comment to him middle of the week, Wednesday or Thursday, that he was just being exactly perfect, leadership and demeanor wise. he was a combination of loose, focused, and both of those at the same. It was just really good. Just the kind of leader that stands tall and works extremely hard and has the right encouragement for his teammates. And that stood out to me. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. He was just being.
What did you like most about Michael James? Was it aggressiveness, or
I mean,
how did you rate his performance tonight?
I wish it could have been closer to that sideline, but he had to do a heck of a job on the sideline over there a couple times, tight roping and getting the ball upfield. I think that's what we like the most is catching the ball, and then he's got a first down, and then on the one return, two first downs, and almost three. When he can, and our punt return team can get that going. That's great for our offense, and we got a return game, and it was good to remind everybody of that tonight and ourselves, that we got a return game, and so all those things I liked about LaMichaels.
Jim, your defense always is really good, but I think the second half they got one first down and 12 yards or something like that. I mean, how dominant was that second half of your defense?
It was tough conditions out there, offensively. But our defense, got the pressure going. And this is Washington has been the best fourth quarter team, that we've seen all year. And the way that they can come put together points in the fourth quarter, and we didn't want to let that happen tonight. And our guys did a great job of getting the ball back for our offense.
You mentioned Colin was loose. We see him as being ultra intense and very focused. I mean, that looseness
he's got both. He's got the ability to be both of those, loose and focused at the same time.
So that wasn't unusual. What you saw this week, as far as him being loose, that's typical.
What I saw was just a perfect blend. It was just exactly what he needed to be, for his team, and. I admired it, told him that on, I think it was Thursday, just the way he was handling himself. And, that's hike to his character. Things are tough. You always hear those things, character reveals personality, or reveals, you guys can help me with that one. But, going gets tough, the tough get going. That's what he was like this week.
Yeah. And maybe don't like to cite specific examples, but is there something that comes up of just how he kept the team loose?
And I'm not saying he kept them loose. He was both loose and focused. He just he wasn't uptight, and he was just like the perfect blend. He was strong. Here, how about that? Very strong. Very strong. Very very tough. Some people have baby deer skin, some people have armadillo skin. He's got the armadillo skin. It was just strong, good leadership, and I noticed it, mentioned it to him, and that's, I don't know how much more I can, go into that.
Were you looking for that? Two tough games where you don't gain 200 yards to offense. Were you looking to your quarterback to see signs of that?
He's always been that way. He's always been A+ in that regard, and. You've asked me repeatedly for the last three weeks.
That day I asked you.
Yeah, and that's just who he is. That's how he is.
Last one, guys.
He doesn't flinch.
How excited are you to see what Mario did, and then with Crabtree coming back tomorrow, what the future holds?
Yeah, very. That was another example. You start talking about guys like Gerard Eddy and Dobbs and Michael James and. Mario has a very good night, and Crabtree coming back next week, and hopefully get a few other guys back. And we need them all. I mean, this is only for the tough. Where our team is headed. I mean, it's only for the tough.
You said Crabtree coming back next week.
I anticipate that. Yes.
So he'll play against the Rams.
I anticipate that he's going to come back this week. Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
Great. Thank you.